This is Songs for My Travels with Amy Ringel, Saturday morning in the field tent.
Scared. I was like, well, with all these people here, will I have any more songs? And then I went through my list for all the songs from the last gatherings, and that's how many there are. So we're going to do like three of those, and I am in total agony as to which one to choose, because they're all going, pick me. So take a moment and help me out, and take a breath in the midst of all the songs you've received this week, in the midst of all of the beautiful, incredible, sonorous miracles that you've been a part of. What are some kind of songs that you're still kind of hoping maybe you'll find this weekend and maybe this circle will be part of that?
Something easy to teach to non-singers.
Easy to teach to non-singers. Okay. What else?
Rounds.
Rounds. Mm-hmm. Love rounds. Okay. I used to do a round circle. Big, not I don't anymore. Yes?
Big, fat, Larry thing.
Fatty Larry.
Lasagna. Lasagna song. Oh, my God.
Yeah, not Hot Knife. We won't do it now. Do you guys remember, ooh, loving you is the best thing?
Yes.
Because I learned another part to that. Is now the time or should we wait till late?
No, now.
Yeah. Okay. So it was so fun because I met...
This is your song.
No. This is a gentleman named Guy Grizzly. He's this sweet, oh my gosh, it's he and his two siblings. Lena Moon is his sister. She writes legendary songs, and their brother, I don't remember his name, but the three of them kind of took singing live by storm, and we're all like, who are you people? And at about 2 in the morning, when all of us were just like drunk on songs, and everyone was like, I gotta go to bed, he pulled out a ukulele and started singing a song, and I was just like, oh! And we just sang it, and it was so wonderful. And then we started spreading it, and then just this past Singing Alive, he came back, and he's like, Amy, I've heard you've been spreading this song, there's another part to it. So let's get the first one going. Right song? That's a different song. A little higher. I love this wind. This is so nice.
Got a lot to say.
Good thing my nose is clogged up. So,
ooh, loving you is the best thing that I choose to do. Oh, I love you. Ooh. And I love you when you hold me. I love you when you scold me. I love you when I miss you. We're both doing our own thing. Ooh, loving you is the best thing that I choose to do. Oh, 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 I love you.
So you got that, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that just... the part that he taught us that's next is... and it's interesting because some of these parts, like you get the chords going and then you don't even think about how they lay over top of each other, and then all the parts that you made are kind of in the same pitch range, you know? So this one, like the pitch you gave is the same as the love you in the morning, same kind of pitch, so harmonize on it, and then it'll be different when we put them all together. Got it? I'm sure this crew will have no problem with that if anyone will. So.
We know love and love knows us, so we so love and love so us.
Yes,
we know love and love knows us
and sets us free.
And sets us free.
So it's no love and love. Okay, so we know love and love knows us.
We know love and love knows us.
And we so love, and love sows us.
Ah, I know, right? This makes me mad.
We so love, and love sows us.
Yes, and don't forget the yes.
We so love, and love sows us.
Yes.
We grow love, and love sows us.
And sets us free. Yeah. this has something very, very special. Okay. So just take that in. Right? You know. Okay, so pick your part. Let's go. 1, 2, and sing it to yourself and everyone.
Ooh, loving you is the best thing that I choose to do. Oh,
So who wants to, ones will start on ooh, loving you, yes? Twos will start on I love you in the morning. And threes will start on we
know
love. Love, thank you. Guy, we love you, we're doing it right, I swear. All right. No, he would love this. I think in the end he would be stoked to know that this song has gotten this huge.
Say his name again.
Guy, Grizzly. He's
beautiful.
He has like this big, huge, bushy brown.
I know,
it's so normal. It's so good. 1, 2. You guys know what you're doing?
Yep.
So we're starting out with the ooh ooh part.
No, no, no. One, what are you starting on?
Ooh.
Two is what are you starting on?
Ooh.
Three is what are you starting on?
Ooh.
Going in, like, jumping out of the plane immediately. Ready? Okay, 1, 2, ready. Be brave.
Thank you.
story feeding for my storytelling teacher, and then just started saying, hey, what if we feed the songs?
Yeah.
As we, and said, you know what, I really like that piece. No, just talk directly to the song. Thank you, song, for
busting me open.
Mm, what up?
Loving me.
Oh.
Thank you, song, for loving love.
Thank you, song, for adding a postscript to a beautiful letter.
Oh.
Love letter.
Oh.
For reminding me. Remembering me.
Thank you for releasing me.
For sweetening me.
For not letting me go.
Words.
Yeah.
For filling me.
Thank you, song, for your oohs and your woes.
Thank you for being heartfelt and so damn grooving.
Mm. Thank you for your kick-ass rhythms.
Yeah.
Thank you, song, for making me feel like a child.
Mm. Any more?
For feeling my whole body.
Mm.
Thank you, song, for opening a bridge between my brother Daniel and me again.
Whoa.
Thank you, song, for caressing my child.
While our hearts are in this place, you want one that might take you further in?
Yes.
Can I just say something? That last night, Leah and I were both in serious grumpiness, just tired, really, mostly, and undergrieved. And so we went and laid in the healing tent, and we both just were laying there being all screwed up. And then we started to laugh, and then we started to cry, and the crying tripped over itself into laughing and crying and laughing and crying. And
best
I can't stop doing that.
Ever.
And so anyway, just as a possible avenue that might happen, if you do what you do.
Okay. But I'm looking specifically, I will always be hunting for laughter through tears songs, where it's like the song takes you there and then it'll go, and you're like, no! She's notorious in the best of ways for having a very soft voice and very intricate songs that everyone loves. So it's great at the late night fires at Singing Live Cascadia, and she would have her eyes open, and she would do her thing, and we'll be like as sharp as our ears can be because her voice is so quiet. But she shared this one late one night, and it was a song that she sang over and over again to her dying cat. So we're about to go there. Because I needed to know that there was a song like this. And
yeah.
My dog is about in this place, and I'm so excited to get home and start singing this. I know, good luck. But there's something to be said for our wordless friends. That we are comrades to them in a way that's not complicated by English.
Yeah.
It's not complicated by jobs or posturing or anything. They know. My dog knows better than anyone who I am when I'm alone. And I love him so much for that.
Speak his name.
Shuba. Can you speak a couple animals' names that we love and
how
love?
Hiya!
Martine Brechtel says that if we have a domesticated animal and they don't have a herd of sheep or they're not jumping out of a boat to retrieve a shot bird or something, that their biggest job is to process emotionally the stuff that we can't. But that is actually something they're doing, that when they get tumors on their bodies or when their hearts fail or whatever, that that is at least in part a reflection of the things that we've wordlessly asked them to carry for us. So thank you, animals, for all the ways that even when we don't remember you, you hold those remembering pieces for us. And in honor of that, here's this song.
Sweet love, darling.
because she had us, like, it was the quiet of the fire, you know, that wonderful stillness where you're just hearing these occasional whiffles and pops from the fire and everyone else is asleep. And, like, I remember many of us were just actually doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Just, like, what in a human intellect, I want to get good at what this needs to be so that it's uncomplicated and clean. For me, for everyone else. And so what I love about this song is that, you know, I've heard there's like some Scandinavian tradition of just singing the word day when somebody passes, because you're making a gate in the air for them to go through cleanly. Mm-hmm. Did I learn that from you?
Makes sense, but it's just so true.
I know. So the thing I love about this song is it's like, here's a way. Mm-hmm. And then when you come back, there will also be a way.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a way. And when you come back, there will also be a way. This channel is open. Sweet one, I love you so much. Please come back as many times as you want to. Let's see it again.
Yeah.
I don't need your help.
Sweet.
I need your help.
I really need your help.
For reminding me that they do come back. I've had that experience over and over with my cats.
This is Shuba's second time back with me.
Thank you, Tom, for opening the gates to the other world. Mm. Thank you for helping me cry.
Yes.
Thank you for the reconnection.
Thank you for bringing all of the animal spirits that are with us in this tent right now. They're thick.
Oh. Thank you for the languages we create beyond words to communicate with them.
Thank you,
here could go for the crunchy one that Barbara was. It's a good crunchy schlicky schlick song.
Trust you.
Yeah.
You too.
All right. I need to go light for just a minute, because I love this one. This is another one I learned at this epic 4 in the morning circle last year at Singing Live. So, like, the circles really do go all night, and usually I'm there, and for this time I wasn't. I wasn't there at the Saturday night bar. I didn't stay up late. I went to bed at, like, 11.
What?
And then I woke up at 4. My snap was close by, and I was like, you're still going. So I, like, snuck up to the fire. And my favorite, I'll say it till the end of time, was Alina, because she was there, and she's just like, the songs are maybe bleeding into your subconscious. Your dream time state is learning them at this point. And then I sat down, and then a bunch of folks stayed until dawn, and we were just doing a review of the night, and this was one of them. This is by a friend from Singing Alive named Nirmala. I just love this song. And it seems to totally fit this area. Like, it comes from the same singing ecosystem that I associate with Iowa, so that's why I'm so excited you're seeing it there. Wait.
Fiddlehead, curl up in your little bed. Fiddlehead, curl up in your little bed.
When I am ready, I will affirm myself. myself to the wind and tell my story.
Oh, I like this.
Ooh, ooh, fiddlehead, curled up in your little bed. Ooh, ooh, fiddlehead, curled up in your little bed. I will open when I am ready. I will throw myself when I am steady. I will give myself to the sun one blessed morning. I will give myself to the wind and tell my story.
Yeah, have you seen the conch go by?
No.
Then we're
Ty Warren. She's an amazing song.
I met her. In California last month.
Do you already know this one? What if I just stop struggling?
She sent it to me. I haven't learned it, but I'm learning it from you.
Okay, good. Okay. I was going to say, this is so perfect for you. Well, I heard, the way I heard it, this was taught to me by my friend Carly Loveling. All hail
Carly Loveling!
This woman is like a priestess of motion. When she's doing song circles, it's like you just... she's like a song ninja. But she taught this one at Song Village in Santa Cruz, which I would say of all the gatherings is the one most kin to this one, because it's not a singing alive. You guys did your own thing. And there are many things about that one where I'm like, I want Liz and Tim talking to each other, because there's such beautiful practices that were just innovations that they wanted for their particular gathering. Beautiful crew of people and leaders as well. And so this woman, Katie Ty Warren, had a brain injury. And scary thought. Like, I can think about, like, stubbing my toe, but I'm still me. But what happens if the me is in a kaleidoscopic, crazy reality of what I can't, like, what if I can't words anymore? What if, like, I've heard people, like, you know, I wouldn't know that I have two fingers up behind my head because I'm not looking at them. The brain is so subtle, and we take for granted all of the things that let us be normal. And we're pretty relentlessly uncompassionate when we see somebody who's struggling with that. So she was in that struggle, and she wrote a song where the first part is, what if I just stop struggling? What if I just stop struggling? Second part. What if I just stop struggling?
What if I just stop struggling? What if I just stop struggling?
Question?
What if I just stop struggling? What if I just stop struggling? What if I just stop struggling?
So I'm new to learning this one, or teaching, because I've never taught this one before. So your recording will probably be better, so please send it to me.
Come and get it.
Yep. you're going down. Struggling is stupid. It's really silly, and we all do it, and we're all really good at it. and we'll do it at the drop of a hat in the midst of a beautiful day when no one else is struggling.
Great,
you know, it happens, and so what are gracious ways through that, and what struggling is necessary, and what if it's totally ornamental, and what am I scared of that I would choose struggling instead of engaging with? Am I saying anything? What? Where is it like, that's too uncomfortable, unknown, I'm just going to be over here and... Yeah. So this song is great for just in untying that a little bit. So,
what if I just stop struggling?
What if I just stop struggling?
Let's do the two parts.
What if I just stop struggling? What if I just stop struggling?
Second one.
What if I just stop struggling?
Second one. Thank you, song, for a really good question.
Thank you, song, for speaking the words of my ancestors that it's over. I don't have to.
Thank you, song, for another death song. Why don't you just stop struggling? Can you just run?
Thank you, song, for cracking me open and letting me feel human and alive and full of love.
Thank you, song, for such a great sound adornment for the word surrender.
Thank you, song, for reminding me that my main mission right now is to let go.
Thank you, song, for bringing me closer to my sister who has a brain injury.
Thank you, song, for the waves.
If you don't know already, a lot of these alive and kicking song leaders are very, very much excited when their songs take further life and travel. And so look this woman up, Katie Ty Warren, K-A-I-T-E,
T-I-E,
thank you, Ty, T-Y, Warren. She's based in the Bay Area. If you find yourself traveling there, look her up. I'm pretty sure she has choirs, I'm pretty sure she's got workshops. Let's tighten this net.
She's actually doing vocal work. Starting with her own father. So she's doing that healing work as well.
Can we stand real quick and tone before we go yum yum? And I've got more songs, but I'm going to try to share them with Evening Fires or Catch Me or, yeah. These songs feel like calling cards to each other. A good way to meet people. We meet ourselves. A yummy sound. On Om.
Exactly, we know. Everyone else can be
doing it every day.